This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On we go into the countdown show. How about that, Victoria? Very good, huh? Here we go. Another week. It's this is amazing how quickly the time flies. It seems like just a few minutes ago we were doing the charts for last week, but we are now focused on the week of December 7th to the 11th with the stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the top 10 stories of the week, as decided by the management and the crew over at Talkers, the people list as well. Joining me is Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here. Victoria from the DJV program. McFadden is on the staff at Radio America. They've been a part of many of my programs over the years, and he has certainly lots to say, even when there's nothing to be said. You know, it's what a good person.
Well, my wife says anyway.
Is all about, yeah, right. Well, listen, she knows. She's been with you for a long time, it would seem. Yeah. All right, so the story list, sometimes I start at the top, sometimes I start at the bottom. We haven't worked over the people list. Maybe I'll make reference to that as we're going through these items. But you can find them anytime you want. If you are curious as to what's on the list, go to talkers.com, see the stories in the people list there every week. I think that at number 10, we spent a good deal of time, Victoria, talking about this on the DJV program this week, space-related news, the SpaceX rocket launch, the plans to go to the moon, the fact that John Denver, one of our DJV downloads this week, has a focus on John Denver running up as he was going to be. There was a choice. I don't know if you knew this, Richie, or not. But when Challenger went up in 1986, what the NASA folks had decided is they wanted a citizen. And they boiled it down to two people, Christa McAuliffe and John Denver. And
I John never Denver, knew that. That's wild.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of wild.
And then he ended up dying in a plane crash anyway. So he unfortunately, he seemed destined for
But
some
he trained
sort of
with these people. He knew all these people. And they had been, because they put the top three or four into training and then decided that it was better to have the teacher astronaut because more would come of it. And I think that was probably the right decision. But at any rate, there's a lot of focus.
It's Take Me Home, Country Roads, a whole new meaning.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, Take Me Home. No, I'm not going to sing, I promise. All right, next up here, the focus. We have in Massachusetts, where I am, a big discussion going on of police reform. The focus on reform as it relates to racial relationships. That's number 9 this week on the countdown. The idea of whether reforming these people who say defund. No, I mean, that's ridiculous. There's still some people who are beating that drum, but it's not going to get anywhere. In Massachusetts, what they were trying to do was not use facial recognition. And that was part of the bill. But the governor says, no, I'm not signing any bill that doesn't allow the police to use facial recognition. And then that brings into the focus how much, pardon the pun, how much of law enforcement is using this sort of technology already. You got to wonder, your brother was a policeman for a long time, Richie. What are they doing, the kind of facial recognition stuff? He worked in a school situation, but I'm sure he must have had opportunity.
I don't know that he ever talked about any facial recognition stuff. I know that when you ride down the highway. So like for us going into DC here in Northern Virginia, mm-hmm. when we ride down Route 66 into DC, you'll see the state trooper cars or even the county cars sitting on the side of the road, and they have these two little, looks like radar guns on the back of their trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are there radar guns, but they are reading hundreds of license plates simultaneously
mm-hmm.
and filtering through and looking for whether you've ever had a speeding ticket or whether maybe you're out on the lam and they're looking for you. I mean, just the fact that they can go through the amount of information that they can in seconds, less than seconds, to I mean, thousands of people drive on this road every single minute, and they can see who's there and pick out who they want. It's just, it's amazing to me. Yeah. Scary.
Well, it is, and that's it. They wonder if there's too much technology. Back again to reform, I'm wondering how many of these people on the job actually know how to use this stuff intelligently, if they've been trained well enough, because it's very sensitive stuff. And the information that's available is very sensitive. And from what I know of how in many places police are picked, you know, they'll take anybody that is breathing because it's not popular to be a police officer in some jurisdictions. And so the quality of people,
I will
the
tell
training.
You that my brother just retired.
Yeah.
He said, you know what, I'm not going to lose my pension. And I'm going to get out of here before things get really, really, really bad. And they're there right now.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. had to put a moratorium on retirement requests. They said no more retirements because it was just everybody was saying, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah.
And so they finally had to say, nope, we're not going to give anybody any retirement. You can leave, but you won't get your retirement, at least until after the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who wants to get out is stuck there at least until January 21st.
Well, that comes what that brings up is actually the number two item this week. I'm going to flip up to that because the people who are still claiming that, well, there are two things here. This is a two-pronged approach. First of all, Trump is still claiming that there's fraud or there are people who still believe that. And then, you know, the business about whether our electoral system works. The overall question, I think some of the questions, frankly, that have come up about the way the elections have been run are correctly to be in focus. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of questions. Did Trump win? I don't think he did, but, you know, I'm looking at the popular vote because I don't give a damn about the Electoral College. I know you think that it's important, Richie, for lots of reasons. We've had this sort of conversation.
Everybody wants to give everybody a voice until it comes to the Electoral College.
Yeah, well... But why?
And then,
you know,
they want to be able to control it. But yeah, we've had this argument before.
Yes, and it hasn't gotten us very far. Anyway,
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the election was on the up and up?
I think that the election, the results of the election, are what the results would have been. I don't like a lot of the electronic gizmos. For me, what I think is proper is that we all go. We need to have elections on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and everybody needs to go to an election, to a place where there is a ballot box where you fill out the ballot, you put it in. The chances of screwing with that are much less than with the mail and early voting and all this other stuff, because you never, who knows where this stuff goes. You know, you hear stories all the time now about, I forget which state it was in, the election officials, after everybody went home, brought out boxes and boxes and boxes of votes that weren't counted. You know, that kind of stuff is just
that
not
was in
wrong.
Georgia,
it's
and
criminal.
Those were military ballots that had come from overseas. That was another rumor, misinformation flying around that these mysterious ballots came along and they, you know, weren't they, and it wasn't on camera. That's not true. The whole thing was live streamed, and so
okay. So
they were military ballots.
What about the fact that just representatives from both parties weren't allowed to watch and
that's also not true. Where did
it
that happen,
true.
Though? Because, well, where, though? Where did that happen? Because, I mean, I've been following this.
Arizona, Georgia.
That's
basically
not
the
true,
five contested
though.
States. You can tell yourself that. Go ahead.
I'm not telling myself anything, Rich, that I don't want to tell myself that.
It's absolutely true.
Then how come all of these lawsuits have been completely thrown out? And all of these quote-unquote signed affidavits? Well, these are Trump elected judges or Trump appointed judges that are throwing these cases.
Yeah, but there
out.
Are
this
also,
is not a bunch
there
of
are
Democrats
also affidavits
doing it.
Signed by people that saying that they weren't allowed to watch the count.
Well, see, we get into the same focus here, and it brings into really line the discussion about how awkward and inefficient and improper the elections are, and why it is that we can't get on the same page. Part of it is politics. Part of it is laziness. Part of it is complacency.
And the fact that every state has a different set of rules makes it much more difficult.
Right.
Every state needs to be on some sort of same page.
Fixed. Meanwhile, Just sort of a postscript to the discussion of the Trump election or non-election. Do you know that he's raised, since he lost, he's raised like $214 million? What's he going to do with that money?
He's got a lot of money bills.
What, $214 million?
Well, no, but,
who's,
you know.
Who, well, but the Republican National Committee is responsible for that stuff, aren't they?
I don't think so. No, I think that's why he had to do all the fundraising.
It's a legal fund to help pay for all of these investigations.
Yeah, I don't think the RNC is on the hook for this. If he wants to challenge the results, I don't think that they're. I don't think they have to pay for it.
I don't think the RNC would back him on it.
No. Okay.
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't. I don't know. But you know, Giuliani wanted to charge $20,000 a day, and that's probably he probably got close to that as his fee. So, and that's just one lawyer. He has. He's got attorneys in every state practically. So,
and you see some of the things going on. The Secretary of State, who's a Republican in Georgia, has gotten death threats because of what's going on, and nobody can really say, okay, so why is there a death threat? Well, because we don't like what's going on in Georgia. Most people, the people that are moving down there, I think part of this is that the people moving in to register to vote, just to vote for one side or the other, has really, that's put a stench.
Well, they've already missed the deadline. See, that's another fake news story. People are not moving to Georgia just to register to vote and then moving out again. You can't even do that. That's not even how their registration works in Georgia. So this is just another, like, this is like, I put this in the same category as the QAnon craziness. It's just, there's so much fear-mongering out there in that gets picked up and goes viral, and people take it as real news. It's just,
it's happening
to
both
sides.
At the same time, a lot of the news is being minimized and being called as fake news.
Well, that depends on your point of view.
We should be looking into.
Yeah, exactly. 17 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from E-bonds Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to E-bonds Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products, no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works.
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Into the charts we are this week, as usual at this time. DJV Showers, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden here with Doug Steffen, going through the list, the stories, according to Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers. You go to Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the good stuff about what's going on in our world, this fabulous world. Number seven this week is the Facebook breakup lawsuit. On the list at number nine on the people side is Mark Zuckerberg, who is becoming very unpopular. Not that he wasn't already, but he's just, I mean, I don't know how to read him. I don't like to, I've never met the guy. I don't like his body language. I don't like his, I don't even like his.
He looks
his
like an android. He looks like Data.
Yeah, maybe. Data.
What's going on with that?
Well, what do you mean with Facebook, or why does he look like he does?
Why does he look like he does? It looks like he has made himself into a computer, into a robot already.
Mm. Well, he's.
I mean, no one's ever accused him of being a nice guy. You know, started Facebook as a way to get back at a girl in college who wouldn't go out with him. I mean, he dumped him. Like, it's crazy. I mean, Facebook was started so that a bunch of nerds could physically rate women. And it was gross, and that's how it started, and now everybody, like, lives and dies by Facebook, and it's like, well, take a look at what actually started Facebook. He was not a nice person, so I don't think that anyone should be surprised that people now don't like him.
This is one of the things.
Have you guys seen The Social Dilemma yet?
No, I can't watch it because I'll probably never be on social media again. That's what I've been told.
Oh, my God.
What's the story? Tell us.
You need to watch The Social Dilemma.
Because
it's basically it's the story of how social media tracks you, knows exactly what you're going to do next, and how they control you and draw you in based on it, and how it just all got out of control. How it started as a very innocent, thing that then just grew out of control. And it's kind of a documentary movie type thing, where they interview all of the creators of all of these social media sites, you know, the early creators from Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest. And they talk about how it just kind of grew into this monster, and all these people have walked away from it because they just don't believe in what it's doing now, and how it's controlling society and the flow of information and of the, what.
So where does it go in the future? Do we even have a future? Think about that. Does humanity have a future given what we have, what the status of quote unquote progress is? Is there a future for the human race?
Yeah, I think people are starting to realize. I think people are starting to realize that this is dangerous, and they're starting to see what it's doing, and starting to be able to manage it. And that's the thing: is it's a tool. Use it like a tool. Don't let it control you. And yeah, that's where we need to go.
When we think about all of these, the technology and stuff, you think about Zuckerberg, you think about the Gates family, and how different they are actually. You know, we're talking about Zuckerberg and what a self-serving a-hole he is. And meanwhile, the Gates family, the Gates Foundation, is out there trying to make sure everybody gets the vaccine that wants it. If there is a circumstance, I noticed Melinda Gates said this week that she was concerned about vaccine, what she called nationalism. We have a moral responsibility, she said, to make sure everybody gets a vaccine if they want it. And, you know, so there's, it may be, and she's not talking about America. She's talking about, you know, the Gates Foundation serves the purpose of helping people all around the world. And she says in countries where they don't have any money at all, that some of the elite hoard the vaccines and they crowd out the people who, you know, don't have any money or say. And that's where this needs to be dealt with. And that's, you know, I think that's an important thing to realize. And it coming from people who are very interested in helping other people, which is what the Gates are known for, other than him coming up with Microsoft.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The very idea of a suspected Chinese communist spy infiltrating the inner circle of Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell of California should worry every American. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Some Republicans are calling for California Representative Eric Swalwell to step down from the House Intelligence Committee, calling him compromised after his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy was revealed. Swalwell's office says he broke off contact with the Chinese national, Christine Fang, after being warned by the FBI in 2015 that Fang may be a spy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the issue goes much deeper than just Representative Swalwell. The California Republican tells Fox News that Northern California has been a target for Chinese spy activity for a while now.
This goes much deeper than just Swalwell. When you think about it, if the Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff knew this and kept him on the committee, that raises a very big question. It also raises a question when the Democrats backed out of the bipartisan China task force. Now it raises questions, why would they do that? What's most interesting is the Chinese has really focused on Northern California, Silicon Valley. Dianne Feinstein, for 2 decades, her body person, the person driving, hearing all of her phone calls, a communist spy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Swalwell led the baseless charge against President Trump, saying the commander-in-chief was a Russian asset. Thursday night football saw the Los Angeles Rams beat the New England Patriots. Final score was 24-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is a Talk Radio Roundup, a weekly overview that goes with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Countdown Show, the official list and the conversation I have with Michael Harrison every week goes in complement to our conversation with the DJV Showers. DJV Show is a Monday through Friday program that I host along with Victoria Keelan, who's here with me on this overview, and Jennifer Horn, who's normally here as well. But in her place is Rich McFadden from Radio America, and we're going through the list, not necessarily in order. I sort of am bouncing around. It's interesting to know that Time Magazine has named the 2020 persons, or maybe in this case, people of the year, Joe Biden and Ms. Harris. My feelings about Joe Biden are pretty consistent and kind of level. I think he's level-headed. I don't like Ms. Harris at all. And so I've made that clear, not that it makes any difference what I think. we all have our opinions about things. Interesting to see, as we look at number three this week, the transition, the appointments, the nominations that are being presented. We were talking earlier, Richie, about the lady whose name now I can't remember, Victoria.
Her last name is Ty, right?
Yeah, Ty, yeah. Right, yeah.
Forget her first name, yeah.
Who's going to be the trade envoy, and she's going to be right in the... She is a Chinese-American and American of Chinese descent, and she is going to be right in the face of the most people both sides of the aisle say, this is great, because she's going to be right in their face. And they're not going to like dealing with... They don't want to deal with a woman, first of all, no matter who it is.
And a woman who speaks the language
Chinese.
Oof, yeah. That's a real...
Okay.
That's a middle finger to China right there.
Yep, right, exactly.
You look at how they value, what their value structure is. Like, oof, they're going to... And they will have no choice. And they can't talk around her, and they don't have to use a translator. I think it's a bold move. I like it.
Yeah, it is. I think it is a good... It's a good move as well. All right, so then the economy and what's going on in the economy. Number six this week on the countdown, the negotiations over the stimulus package. You're going to get $600, you're going to get $1,200, you're going to get no bucks. Is it $904 billion? How much goes to the farmers? Whether we're going to have they were trying to get twice as much on unemployment check, is that how the numbers broke down?
I think they agreed on $300 extra in unemployment insurance. It was 600 a week during the first round. So, now I think that they've agreed on 300. Other than that, there are no stimulus checks being sent out. That's not on the table anymore. And, a lot of, they're still going back and forth on a lot of other details. So it's not a great deal, but
well, let's talk about
so many
the
people
economy.
Need help.
Richie, you and I have been together for a long time. You're in the business of radio. I'm in the business of radio. Advertising seems to be picking up a little bit, depending on the category. It's very good with automobile at the moment, and cars are selling. You are in the car business. That's why I'm coming to you. Your family's been in the car, the automotive business for a long time. Your brother's still in it. Your father started it. You worked in it. And I have friends that are in the car business, and they're kind of pinching themselves at the moment because cars are just flying off the lots. New ones, used ones. The car business is extraordinary given what we think is the state of the economy. What Victoria just said about people not having any money. So where the heck is the money coming from?
Well, the people who didn't lose their jobs. Yeah, the thing is, like, this is really the haves and the have-nots. So the people who didn't lose their jobs are doing really well. And the people who did lose their jobs are doing horrifically bad, like historically horrible. And so there's just no middle ground. It's either you're doing great, and Americans who didn't lose their jobs have actually saved more money during the pandemic than we're at record individual savings account numbers.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, Amazon is just going nuts. It's crazy how much money is being spent. But yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. I think it's really interesting to watch. I mean, housing sales are doing really well.
You can't, there's no inventory in my town. I bet there isn't any down there either. No inventory.
No.
Yeah. Nope.
It's crazy. I mean, houses last 2-3 days.
Yep. Now, one of the other things that's sort of indicative of what's going on here, we were talking about this earlier, Victoria and I, the Airbnb situation, and how, into a month or two into the pandemic, everybody was canceling, nobody was traveling.
Yeah,
people said,
Airbnb
that's the end of Airbnb.
Absolutely. Airbnb, the CEO himself, said, this could be the end of the whole company here. This is just this terrible.
But this week, they went out to the stock exchange, and for some reason, the market, listen to this, the market capitalization of Airbnb that was almost broke 6 months ago showed up at $101 billion with a B.
Good Lord.
$101 billion. That means Airbnb is worth more than Marriott International, more than Expedia group of hotels. Can you imagine $101 billion for an idea that this guy, I forget what his name is.
I can't even.
Can you just do...
Well, you know, no. One of my favorite investors to watch for years has been Ashton Kutcher. He has mm-hmm. made some of the greatest investments.
He's very smart.
And he, yeah, he's very years smart. Ago, he stayed... Airbnb started in Europe. And so years ago, he was filming something in Paris. He stayed at an Airbnb. It was new to him. He didn't know what it was. A friend said, oh, you should try it out. It's all over Europe. And he thought it was such an incredible experience, he made a major investment into it. And so that now that that went public, he's
at
a big payday for Ashton. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Big time.
You know, my only fear about everything now is that we're going to come out of this thing on the other side. And I think there's, you know, as much bad as there is with the whole COVID experience, I think there's a lot of great things that will come out of it. But one of the things that I fear is that small business is just going to be driven down and, yep. and out of business. And that big business
not
like
good.
Amazon, the big box stores will thrive and grow, and Amazon mm-hmm. will thrive
like
and
ag,
grow.
Richie,
but
it's
the mom
big
and pops,
ag versus the family farmer.
That's my fear.
Family farmer, the way the stimulus checks were distributed under this present administration is a crime. Who didn't get money that needed it, especially when it comes to the people that grow the food, that produce the food, that keeps us healthy?
Beyond that,
you throw $1 trillion
loans.
Of people.
Yeah, I mean, but the PPP loans, when you can now look at that website, it's a public knowledge now. When you look at all these major corporations, Jennifer, our co-host on the DJV show, who's in California, you know, it's several companies that the governor there, Gavin Newsom, is involved with, they got loans.
Goddamn.
The Trump administration, the Kushner properties, they got almost $4 million, and the business
Ileana
still went
Omar's
under
husband,
anyway.
$500,000.
I mean, it's just, if you're at the top, you got money. And you know, In New York City, the Danny Meyer Group, which is one of the largest restaurant groups, they got $75 million. They ended up turning it back. They returned it because they got such flack for it. But it was so mismanaged, and it was just crazy. And I have friends who applied for loans on a small business, you know, who own little individual boutiques or whatever. They couldn't even get a dollar, and they're out of business now.
If you didn't have employees, you couldn't get money. So if you're like a self-run small business. Yeah,
I mean, people with employees, you know, they still couldn't get any money. It just all went to the bigger people who the banks could rely on.
For my company.
I would have made the case that the restaurant organization should have gotten it.
They should have.
For the waiters and waitresses and bartenders.
Yeah.
But Doug, you had a personal relationship with your bank, which like literally no one has anymore,
mm-hmm,
which is
mm-hmm,
why that was mm-hmm. that was really how
a
you
little
were
bank.
Able to do that.
Took me
so,
5 minutes to get the thing. I mean, I was one of the first people to get money. There were 18 people in a group of us that are businessmen in my hometown, and we all have banked at this bank forever. I've had an account at this bank since I was 6 years old, and so they all know me.
It
the
paid
president
off.
And I are good friends and. And so when it came to the application, and it wasn't massaged. There was nothing illegal. All the stuff, I was frustrated because you know how I am with forms. I had to go to my lawyer and to the accountant to get it all filled out properly. And now I'm comfortable that because I did it the right way, it will be when it comes to when they look at how to forgive the loan, they'll look at this and say, okay, yeah, this makes good sense. On to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
hey, Victoria.
Remind
me to send you a copy of our one and only contract with Doug Steffen from 20-some years ago.
Okay.
It's maybe two paragraphs, and I think Doug didn't even sign his full name.
I'm surprised I signed it at all. I have a handshake, you know me. It's the handshake. It's the
it was the only one he signed.
I'm doing business. Right, exactly. All right, speaking of doing business, if I were making up the list based on our conversations on the DJV program this week, I would agree COVID is number one. But I would say that number two is the Georgia Senate runoff election and all of the huzzarai surrounding that. We'll get to a conversation about that as we continue on our review of the talk radio world this past week. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria Keelan here from the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen.
All of mid-sized business owners today face two challenges with health insurance every year: rising costs and diminishing benefits. Hi, this is Kerry Hall. As a 27-year consultant and insurance broker, I know the difficulty in trying to hold health insurance costs down without shifting costs to your employees. But I have a solution to this dilemma. The new Exec Select plan from San Katie Life Benefits can help you control costs while also providing excellent benefits. This unique plan offers designated employees and their eligible dependents 100% tax advantage reimbursement for all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by the primary plan, up to $100,000 a year. Exec Select even covers dental, vision, speech therapy, psychiatric care, in-home nursing, and much more. Plus, it includes an additional $100,000 of accidental death and dismemberment coverage at no additional cost. What's more, Exec Select provides businesses a cost-efficient way to boost recruitment incentives and compensation packages for key employees. To find out more, go to execselect.net. Once more, that website, execselect.net.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's take a couple of minutes here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen to go over this Georgia Senate runoff race. David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, Ralph Raphael Warnock are the contestants. That's them. They're the number six group of people on the people list at Talkers this week. So what do we make of all of the whatever is going on? I got to tell you, I'm confused. I don't know what to expect, who to believe, is, you know, who's going to win. The people are saying, oh, the Democrats have to win so they can control Congress. Well, you know, most of us
control everything.
Even-handed think it's good to have different parties in charge of different things. Although the drawback here, Richie, is you have that old fossil McConnell who's in charge of the Republicans in the Senate, and he's no good no matter how you slice it. So who is next in line after him?
Well, even if the Republicans keep the Senate, which I think will probably happen, but can't they just vote for someone new to be the leader?
Who would be next in line? That would be the question I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Limits.
That's not the way it works. That's why we need term limits.
Yeah, right.
Well, new blood.
The power is built on things like they go out and campaign for other people to maintain their power. I raised you $1 million, so vote for me, or I got, you know, that's how the system works. which is pretty corrupt, actually. All right, thank you, boys and girls. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan here, 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Talk time. Yes, it is 53 after the hour, and on this day every week at this time we have the lovely and talented Nick Miles here from ourautoexpert.com to talk about all things cars as we have time. And speaking of time, what better time than the end of the year to embark on the car shopping journey of a lifetime? Treat yourself to a new set of wheels, maybe. Is that in the offing? Let's get some suggestions from Andy Solomon as to how to do that.
Our cars have become a safe haven and even an escape from reality this year. As we head into the new year, it's more important than ever to choose the right vehicle for all your needs. Senior editor for KBB.com, Michael Muzio, explains.
Following head-to-head testing across 17 categories, Kelley Blue Book revealed the 2021 Best Buy Award winners, with the coveted trophy for Best New Model awarded to the Kia Seltos. The awards are designed to define the best of the best, so there's sure to be a car for everyone.
This year, consumers will have an exciting new way to experience the 2021 Best Buy Awards.
Kelley Blue Book is launching KBB.com HQ, a fully immersive virtual island created within the popular video game Animal Crossing New Horizons. Players who visit the virtual island can snap share-worthy photos, grab cool merch, and even play games for a good cause.
Visit KBB.com for more on the 2021 Best Buy Award winners, and also KBB.com, HQ, and Animal Crossing New Horizons through December 17th.
All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch here with Nick Miles. I'm Doug Steffen. The time of the year is important. When you buy your car, time of the month,
yes,
time of the year,
yes,
is an important,
yes,
thing. Deals and deals and more deals. But one wonders as you look at this. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine who happens to be an advertising salesman, and he was talking about how the car dealers and the car manufacturers have turned to radio because it works so well for them. I don't know if you've ever studied that or not, but it really is a very interesting reality how with all of the advertising facilities there are, radio seems to work best for selling cars. I wonder why that is.
Catch up, America. Catch up, America. We've known this for a long time.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody is just getting turned on to something we've known forever. It's because you have radios in your car and your captive audience. People sit in their car and they listen to it, and it's on all the time. We knew radio was great, Doug. That's why we work in it.
That's right. Thanks very much, pal, for solidifying that thought. There is a focus on the best cars for various age groups. And I noticed that there was a big to-do this week about cars for older drivers, people who are retired. If somebody asked you for a practical bit of advice on, and they're 60, whatever, older driver, whatever you consider an older driver, what would you tell them?
It's interesting me enough because obviously my parents are older than I am. They have a harder time. Most people's parents are the same way. They have a harder time getting in and out of vehicles which are either too low or too high.
Mm-hmm.
When I come around mom and dad's house and there's a truck, there better be a grab handle because the last thing I need to be doing is lifting a parent into a vehicle.
Right.
So anything that you can get, an SUV is great or a crossover is great if they can just sort of sit and rotate into it. If there's any climbing in and out, it doesn't work. So that's the first thing. And then they have to be able to see over the dash. That's important, too. So there's a few things. Ergonomics, I would say, is the best thing for them.
Yeah.
The other thing is don't have safety systems that are too complicated. I put my dad in a Volvo XC40, and there was too many buttons. So it ended up a Subaru Forester was way better for him. Too many buttons, they get too confused.
Plus Volvo, the parent company of Volvo is now a Chinese company. Who wants to buy a car from a Chinese company? Volkswagens, the CEO said this week of Volkswagen, which is the largest vehicle maker by sales in the world, that autonomous cars will be on the market starting in 5 years. And they may take over the market in 10. What do you think about that?
In 2015, Andy Palmer, who was at the time the head of Nissan, he's now head of Aston Martin. At the time, in 2015, he told me that Nissan would have an autonomous car for sale in 2017. Where is it, Andy Palmer?
where's Nissan? Never mind, where's the car? Where's Nissan? The dealers have fallen off the radar all over the place. You can't find
it. There you go.
Anyway, not much worthwhile.
I would just tell these people to keep their predictions in their pocket and stop sharing them unless they're absolutely certain, because I hear these things all the time and they tend to be just, not real.
All right. Ford's having problems keeping up with the demand for F-150s. I was telling you off air, I was driving one this week. So what do they do if the demand is so high? They raise the price? What do they do?
Stop making such a good truck. It's the number one selling vehicle in the world.
Stop making a good American product. Cut that out. All right, Nickster, thank you. Nick.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.